Well, in Rio de Janeiro, the 2016 Paralympic Games kick off this evening. More than 4,000 athletes from 160 countries are taking part. The U.S. is sending its largest team ever to the Paralympics. Some will compete in familiar sports such as judo and weightlifting. Some events are modified, such as wheelchair rugby and sitting volleyball. And then there's the sport of goalball, a game designed for the blind or visually impaired. Tom Bonsi of Here and Now contributor Northwest News Network reports from Portland, Oregon, where half the U.S. women's national team lives.
Quiet, please. Play.
Goalball is a three-on-three game played indoors on a volleyball-sized court. To score, a player hurls a roughly 3-pound medicine ball across the court. And get this, the ball has bells in it. That's because these athletes are all blind or visually impaired. Defenders crouch, reach, slide, or lunge when they hear the ball coming at them. The court is marked off with tactile lines made with masking tape over string so players can feel where they are.
Goal!
I asked seven-time U.S. Paralympian Jen Armbruster of Portland what sport goalball is most similar to.
Reverse dodgeball.
Reverse dodgeball? I thought of dodgeball, too.
Yeah, reverse dodgeball.
Remember, in dodgeball, the object is to avoid the thrown ball. Here in goalball, the defending team puts their bodies in the way of the ball. The goal net spans the width of the court's back line.
It's a much heavier ball going a lot faster. Your defense is very much a soccer goalie. You know, you're defending and using your body to defend it, and then the underhand motion is like a softball pitcher. Yeah. You know, it's underhand or sidearm because it's got to be low.
High ball, number 9.
Armbruster says she transitioned to goalball from basketball in her teens when optic nerve degeneration gradually took her eyesight. She says she loves team sports and the team experience.
Being part of a team is usually what draws a lot of people in. It's just that feeling of, like, I do belong here. This is a sport that I can play, and I can play with my sighted friends because guess what? I can slap a blindfold on them and take them out here.
Armbruster's teammate, Ileana Mason, is a senior at Portland State University. Mason says she was introduced to goalball in a sports camp for visually impaired kids during high school.
I honestly wasn't that into goalball at first. My first practice, they just kind of like hammered me with balls. And afterwards, I kind of looked at my dad and I was like, you know, I don't know if I really like this. Like,
and she was a gymnast and I saw her and said, hey, you're athletic. You really should try. And she's like, yeah, okay, whatever.
I just wanted to do handstands on the court.
Mason was born with cataracts and glaucoma, giving her blurry vision. Because goalball players have varying levels of sight, they all wear blackout eye masks, so everyone is equally blind on the court. Mason says the competitive aspects of the game eventually hooked her.
I just fell in love with the sport. We play it so much that, like, you have dreams about playing the sport. Like, after a training camp, I'll, like, wake up with my hands in the air, like, trying to block a ball in my sleep.
Goalball was invented by Europeans right after World War II to help blinded veterans stay active. It came to America a few decades later.
Quiet, please. Center. Play.
Spectators have to be quiet during matches so the players can hear the ball, which might make things interesting in Brazil, where the fans have a boisterous reputation. Brazil's troubled economy has forced consolidation of Paralympic Games venues and budget cutbacks, but all planned sports will still be contested. Five-time Paralympian Asia Miller of Portland says she followed the Olympic Games in Rio to get a sense of what she's in for.
I'm not expecting to go down there to stay in a 5-star resort. I know that, you know, so I don't, you know, I'm going down there to play. I'll deal with whatever's thrown at me while I'm there, but I'm really going down there to play.
The U.S. women enter the Rio Paralympics as the defending world champions in goalball. Their first game is tomorrow against host country Brazil. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland, Oregon.